Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their site. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about, and tell our listeners about the military and the quality of the recruits these days. What's happening?
This is from the Washington Post. It's tough enough selling military service to teenagers who might not be so keen on getting their heads shaved or buy the whole we do more by 9 a.m. line and maybe the, you know, getting that head shaven head blown
in shot in
little bitty plea pieces. And the fact that enlisting today could very well mean a visit to the front lines doesn't help either. But according to a new report, there are other factors that make recruiters' jobs even more difficult. The country's poor education system and worsening obesity crisis.
Wait, poor education system? I thought this was the best in the world.
I don't know who you're listening to.
This is America, damn it.
Yeah, you're wrong. It's the 50th in the world.
Hmm.
It's a shame some of the countries that have higher education scores than we do.
Well, just need to spend billions more. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah, no, it won't, because those countries don't spend nearly what we spend.
Hmm.
Well, the problem with our education in this country is the teachers' union.
Gotcha.
In short.
Well, it's also government in general and the fact that they restrict competition and they don't care about doing anything right.
It so. Certainly is another. I'm only looking at the biggest, most forefront problem. Teachers' union protecting bad teachers and the government forcing good teachers to teach to a test rather than teaching their kids whatever it is they should be teaching them.
Now, is this about the Army or is it about the military overall, this one story?
It seems to be about the military overall.
Because we know that, at least in the case of the Army, we've been reporting over the years about their recruiting standards and how they've kind of dropped them year after year so they can keep, basically, they have certain goals, targets that they have to meet in order to, you know, they've got recruiting targets that they want to meet, and so they lower their standards in order to meet those targets, because it's getting more difficult over time to recruit people into the military for the reasons you were stating. You know, maybe they don't want to die. And so they lower their quality levels, at least in the Army. I hadn't heard about that happening in the other branches.
I don't believe they have in the other
branches. Maybe it has been happening. I don't know. But nonetheless, I remember one of the last stories we read about the Army recruiting levels was that they were accepting in the dum-dums. They were really bringing in, like, the guys that couldn't shoot straight, they're accepting them. You know,
well,
that kind of thing.
They pointed out that smart people make smart soldiers, and smart soldiers make better soldiers, and that they would like to get more of those. But you know, now they're not reaching their numbers, so they're accepting a lower quality recruit, and you know they're getting lower quality recruits. No surprise there. About 75% of the country's 17 to 24 year olds are ineligible for military service. Did you hear that number? 75%, 75%. Of the 17 to 24-year-olds are ineligible for military service largely because they are poorly educated, overweight, and have physical ailments that make them unfit for the armed forces, according to a report issued Thursday.
I thought the whole point of the military was be a place to go when you can't get a job.
I mean,
that was my impression of the military. It's like the last ditch thing that you did out of desperation. You know?
I think everybody who's listening right now needs to step back and take a listen to what is being said here. 75%, 75% of the 17 to 24-year-olds are ineligible for military service because they're either too dumb, too fat, or physically unable. Now, what I say is the government has everything to do with all of these. Maybe less so on the fat issue. But if you talk about poorly educated, who's educating these people?
The government.
Okay. If you're talking about physical ailments.
And how well educated do you have to be to shoot?
Who's.
Follow orders.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, when it comes to the Army, you have to have an IQ of like 85.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to read at like a fifth grade level.
Yeah, this is really disturbing.
Well, it's really
literacy
disturbing.
Rates have been dropping ever since public
schools
were implemented. So
I can't believe these. This number I find too amazing.
This is
to
from
believe.
The Army Times, is it not?
No, this is from the Washington Post.
Oh, okay,
but
I saw a version of this in the Army Times.
Yeah, the number came from the government itself, and their physical ailments. Now, I think that what that is people that have, you know, attention deficit disorder or whatever, mm-hmm. Ritalin, you know, all that stuff that the government schools want people to be essentially, you know, poor, special needs. If they're special needs, then it costs more to educate them. They get more money, and you know, every bureaucracy wants to grow. But the result is you classify the kid as special needs. He can't serve in the military afterwards. So that's what this physical ailments thing, I believe, is all about. Hmm. And I would suspect where some of them are going. Overweight, I think that that's a much more intrinsic problem, but I blame that's the government. I mean, people rely on the government to tell them how to eat. And if you ate the way the government told you to, you'd probably be in pretty good shape these days. But they, you know, I don't know
about that. Because the government has changed its recommendations over time. There used to be, I mentioned this on a show recently, the food pyramid has been flipped upside down. Like, they've completely switched.
No, it's just upside down. That's all. Like, it's bigger at the top than it is at the bottom. They've just changed the direction it's pointing.
I was under the impression they'd actually changed the recommendations.
They're telling you to eat 17 servings of candy, 12 servings of meat. I mean, come on. It's not upside down, dude.
Okay, I just remember reading about that and reading that they changed their recommendations. Maybe I'm mistaken.
They have changed their recommendations, and the food pyramid is upside down. However, that does not mean that they have taken the largest amount of...
How come it doesn't fall over?
I don't know why they have decided to make it upside down, but... You know, they're telling people to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables or something like that. I think you probably should have a few more than that, but that's fine. And 1 to 2 servings of meat. I'm going to have more than that because I'm going to eat it.
The food pyramid has been impacted by lots of lobbying. Like the amount of grain and stuff that we eat is we've got type 2 diabetes more than ever. And the amount of grain and stuff that we eat is a lot of that is lobbying. So, grain industry is incredibly powerful, lobbying.
Sure. That's what I'm saying there is that they had said before that, okay, this is what you need to eat. And then they decided that, no, you need to eat this instead. So they haven't even made up their mind. And first of all, everybody's different. People are different. Their physiologies, their biology is different. And so what is necessarily right for one person and their body type isn't necessarily right for another person.
Well,
so
look at Michael Phelps.
This one-size-fits-all mentality, I think, is also somewhat damaging.
I do. I sort of agree with that. The government basically makes people dependent. And therefore, when they're dependent, that they don't, they're not thinking about what they need for their life. So perhaps they're not thinking about what they need to eat because they're waiting for the government to tell them or whatever. I don't have any idea. But I think that it's a bigger stretch to call Americans fat because of their government than it is to call Americans special needs because of their government and to call Americans stupid because of their government. Because those two things, directly responsible, the government's directly mm-hmm. responsible. The obesity thing, I think it's a much more cloudy issue.
I think the obesity thing probably has more to do with how wealthy we are in this country and the fact that people can just afford to buy a bunch of food and eat it.
Well, and a lot of the, unfortunately, a lot of the cheap food is also not very nutritious. It's all, you know, you can get empty calories pretty cheap in this country.
that much is true.
You don't have an obesity problem in the deserts of sub-Saharan Africa. You know?
No, but you don't have a Twinkie problem there either. You can't go down to the store and buy some Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams. Well, it's wealth, but it's also poor nutritional choices. They can afford to buy the treats, but
yeah,
whatever. I don't think we should,
healthy food is actually quite a bit more expensive. If you go and try and eat vegetables and stuff like that, the prepackaged, a lot of prepackaged stuff and a lot of sweets and all that is really cheap, you know.
I just bought some Halloween candy at 75% off at Target. Man, what a good deal.
Yeah, and also, look, heavily subsidized, you know, the corn, once again, the grain industry, corn syrup, sweetens so much stuff, heavily subsidized. There's even price controls on sugar and things like that to make corn syrup.
I don't trust the government recommendations personally. I mean, because of what you're saying there, it's too much influence.
Other factors such as drug use, criminal records, and mental problems contribute to what the military leaders say is a major problem that threatens the country's ability to defend itself at a time when all volunteer force is already strained fighting two wars. So,
and in bases at 150 countries around the world.
I can't believe this article. It goes on, but I can't, you know, the army won't take these people?
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Texting while driving could equal 15 years in prison in one state. We'll explain. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll go to your calls next. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the...
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. You get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, even no-fault divorces. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
Two phones to the fun. Dave is in Michigan, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Michigan, going once.
I'm here.
Hey, yeah, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Earlier in the week, you guys were on the swine flu topic, and Mark asked a key question, you know, why all the hysteria? What's the motive behind this, right?
Yes.
I got a couple of clues for you from my digging on the whole thing, is that there's been I don't know if you know, but the way the flu vaccine business works is that they kind of make a prediction toward the beginning of the season.
Yes.
Like by July, they've made a prediction of what's going to be the likely strains that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of consolidation going on in the flu vaccine industry. GlaxoSmithKline is kind of really taking over the segment. And they've tied up $3 billion this year in flu vaccination research and manufacturing and such. So you look at, you know, the corporate disconnection between the state and Big Pharma, and you might find some clues there as to where the
money
is. Yeah, exactly.
It's always good advice.
And another thing to think about is the other piece you were talking about there, Mark, where they ordered the states to stop testing for the swine flu.
Yes, they did.
And then they said, well, we're doing this, they called it, they have these sentinels, they called it out there, that are doing the testing.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the CDC website and dig into it, you find out that they're creating their own studies and they're small sample studies, and the organization that they're working with on building these studies is the World Health Organization.
Okay.
That's
the UN, right?
Organization.
Yes.
What's that?
That's the UN.
Yeah, essentially. It's very, you know, you keep hearing all of these things about how they're pushing to regulate vitamins,
mm-hmm,
and things like that on a worldwide basis. So, you know, here are the feds making this massive lie-up about the swine flu. I think there's, you know, the corporatist connection behind there. And then once you got the World Health Organization involved, then you wonder what's their angle. But none of it's good for us, I can tell you that.
No. I remember a Stossel special, I believe he talked about how litigiousness had caused the different companies who were making vaccines to go from like 17 down to 3.
From 17 what? Oh, the companies.
17 companies that would make vaccines down to 3. They'd gotten sued. It was an incredibly risky thing to partake in. And I don't know. I mean, maybe part of that is that vaccines are just a risky thing to begin with. I mean, you're trying to make the virus harmless and yet trigger your immune system, and it doesn't always work.
Well, isn't it the case that they've made it so that those three companies are essentially immune, or whatever company it is that's manufacturing?
Well, I think they almost would have to. Or they, you know, they'd have to have good deals with government. And if it does get to the point where they start getting sued as well, I mean, I can just picture it getting to the point where it all has to be through the government, and then they would be immune from lawsuits,
which
would make it that much scarier.
That's what's happening, isn't it?
That could be. I don't know.
That's correct now, but see, the problem here is a degradation in contract law, and if a company could say, look, we'll give you our vaccine, which is, you know, such and such effective. If people got, you know, and then they signed a piece of paper that says, I won't sue if I take this vaccine. I know that there are risks. But the fact is, the vaccines aren't marketed that way. The vaccine manufacturers would rather, you know, cut out the little guy and you know, push their stuff down people's throat rather than making a contract that people can, you know, understand and agree with.
Yeah, and the nice thing is for them, nice for them and bad for everyone else, is that now the contract is just directly through government. I mean, they have the government pays for all these vaccines and the mass vaccinations. The company just gets money without having to advertise to anyone, without having to convince anyone to do it.
Well,
the
government is pushing. You can still go to Walgreens and get this. So it's not just through the government.
Well,
right?
there's a fair chunk of free vaccinations that, you know,
I see.
They're just
for school children or something. Go ahead, Dave.
The amount that the Walmart is charging. I remember reading somewhere, like if you go to a Rite Aid or whatever, and they're charging $20. That I read somewhere, and I went back to find it, couldn't find it again. But almost all of that was their service charge for doing it, that they paid almost nothing for the vaccine. It came in highly subsidized, if not
interesting,
almost completely paid for. Yeah.
So do you have something else you want to share?
You know, that's a good point. I pay like $25 to get a shot. And it's just for the service, because I had to buy the actual shot from one place. I'm getting the shots in another place, and I pay $25 just for them to give me the shot.
Yeah, and you guys had touched on the litigiousness there. And the other thing is, I have a child. He's 17 months old. He has no vaccinations yet. Mark and I have talked about this once before. But one of the things behind that is that the federal government has a vaccine safety program whereby for a pediatrician's office, if they administer a vaccine and it causes harm, there's this whole government program backing them to protect them from liability. But if the pediatrician's office sees my child who is not vaccinated, and for any reason I sue that practitioner for anything that may come as a result of my child not being vaccinated, even though it was my choice, they have no protection whatsoever. So the cards are stacked, you know, definitely toward the vaccination side. It's
sure they are. So.
Thanks for the thoughts tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think I've come down with the flu here. My throat started hurting yesterday.
And probably just have a cold, man.
Now, didn't you say that the flu is where you have aches in your body?
Well, a sore throat is actually really common with a cold because it's caused by your sinuses draining and stuff like that. I usually get a sore throat when I get a cold.
So what about the aching muscles or whatever? That's not the flu.
I'm not a doctor, man.
If you're having aching muscles elsewhere than in your – you mean not in just your throat?
Yeah, just in general.
Flu makes
that could be.
A good indicator of the flu is you feel like you want to die. And by want to die, I don't mean anything but want to die.
I guess I've never had the flu then because I've never felt that way.
There are certainly mild cases of the flu, but...
Every now and then government makes me want to die, but I get over it, so...
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything here, and let's see. There's a story out of Utah about texting and driving. Now, I don't happen to think that texting and driving is the safest of activities. I really don't. But I don't know if 15 years in prison is an appropriate punishment.
You know, people are probably doing it mostly at stoplights and things like that. That's probably still an offense.
People text while driving.
And it's probably fine.
We'll come back and talk about it. 800-259-9231. Or you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free. They include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, even the Free Talk Live listen lines. Get all the info, get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL today.
All right, so we continue with your phone calls, because that's what we do on the show. Take your calls about anything. Adam is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Ian and Mark. I'd like to talk about Bluetooth headsets and...
Dale is here, too.
Passage.
Welcome, Adam.
And Dale. Sorry, Dale. Long-time listener here, not listening on the stream tonight. But you were talking about how there's new laws saying people can't text in their on their cars on their phones. So they might get 15 years in prison?
Well, here in Nova Scotia...
Across Canada and America, it seems these are new laws. You know how laws tend to migrate. You talk about it a lot. Mm-hmm. They're trying to pass these cell phone laws so that people have to rely on Bluetooth headsets. And there's a few speculations in our local papers, especially around here, that it's due to industry being favored, the Bluetooth headset industry. But it's not the case. I was watching a YouTube video recently on how to eavesdrop on Bluetooth headsets. Not that I want to, but I was interested in the possibility. Mm-hmm. It's a security risk, right? This college professor, his name is Josh, and you can YouTube search Josh and Bluetooth headset, and you'll find a video from a college professor who works for a security institute, the SAMS Institute. He is actually showing how with an extended antenna, which is easy to make and conceal, that within a mile people can listen through a Bluetooth headset that is not in use. This capability is why they're trying to mandate people have to use these to talk in cell phones.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Why would you want to listen to a Bluetooth headset that is not in use?
It's like a bug.
Yeah, it is. You can still hear through it. It's actually built into them. He didn't even do this as talking about surveillance. The point
so
of
wait, you're saying that the Bluetooth point of information. You're saying that the Bluetooth headset is an open microphone when it's not connected to a call.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Oh, wow.
The class built into the system that he accessed, all he had to do was call up the name of the function class, which said this is built in. All the underlying coding is done in the firmware, not the software, built into the ICs on the motherboard inside there. And he accessed something called Car Whisperer. He only had to type into a command line, /Car Whisperer. That's a class in the software. And means he's accessing built-in functions that turn this Car Whisperer into a surveillance device from up to a mile away when it's off. So if you want to have a private conversation in your car these days, don't carry a Bluetooth headset, period.
Wow, interesting. And what kind of equipment did this guy have to have in order to, to sniff out these calls?
He was using Bluetooth. I'm not entirely sure what the antenna was. It was something... It wasn't homebrew technology. It looked readily available. Like I said, you can YouTube eavesdropping on Bluetooth headsets. He's a professor from the SANS Institute. They're one of the world's most premier forefront computer security agencies. They're a research agency on computer security. And he wasn't bringing this up out of surveillance fears anyway. He didn't even touch on the subject as to why it was there. He merely used it.
Pretty disturbing. So heads up to anybody that's got one of those Bluetooth headsets.
Don't carry them on you.
Don't even carry it. Yeah, okay. Wow. Interesting. So I guess as long as it's turned on, right? I mean, you just have to have it.
No. Huh? I mean, you can easily make an integrated circuit that will recharge a lithium-ion battery while its end user being charged. You can build two batteries in and just say you're charging one of them. It'll work for the entire life of the device.
Wait a minute. I'm a little confused. How could you listen to something if it's not even turned on, if it's not powered?
Well, you can build a battery into part of something that's supposed to be there. You could build a battery into a TFT active matrix display into the back of an LCD screen, and nobody who wasn't looking for a watch battery or something other than that would know it was there. You can build firmware to capacitate a charge.
So what you're suggesting is that there would be some sort of... suggesting is you'd have to have a special headset that had a battery that never... I'm confused. Like, are you suggesting that you'd have to modify someone's headset before
No. You can sell these devices, which are already programmed to act this way, so they would be built to act this way, too, by the mass manufacturer, to carry hidden, invisible, undetectable components that are acting not only as what they are supposed to do, like a screen or a button or part of the printed circuit board, but you can make any one of them into a capacitor to capacitate and provide current to a hidden microphone on a printed circuit board, and that would actually be recharged while the actual battery was being charged.
Now, you're not saying that that's actually being done. You're just saying it's possible.
Speculating.
Okay.
Yeah. But the software is in there, and it works. He used it perfectly fine. It's called Car Whisperer. That's what the manufacturers named it.
Thank you for shedding light on that. It's very interesting. And any other thoughts? Thanks, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
This does make one wonder. Why would they name it Car Whisperer?
Yeah, so open mics, basically, is what he's saying, is that a Bluetooth device could very well be sniffed out by anybody with some basic software and, I don't know, a scanner or something. I mean,
they are remote devices. They're designed to interact with another device by a signal. Mm-hmm. I think that I had one for a little while, and it was a piece of crap, so I didn't keep it very long. I still have it, but it doesn't work, and I didn't fiddle with the whole process of trying to return it and everything. So, I think you need to click something on the Bluetooth. Generally, that's how the interface works, but I'm sure that, then it interacts with a device. I'm sure there's a way to remotely trigger it by interacting with its software and make it turn on. And that's probably what's happening. I mean, that's what they're for.
Bluetooth doesn't go very far, though, so it has to be relatively close to make that happen, right?
He said within a mile.
Well, maybe...
It's not operating on Bluetooth, then. I mean, that would be some other receiver that's picking up some kind of other wavelength, because Bluetooth doesn't go that far. Is that correct, Ian?
I don't know. He just said it was within a mile that he could hear Bluetooth conversations. So I don't know how far Bluetooth goes. I don't know anything about it, personally.
My understanding is it was supposed to be for short range, just to avoid cords, but I don't know that means it can't go farther.
it may all just depend on the conditions. It wouldn't make sense that they would have powered it very heavily because you're normally just talking. It's normally just a little device that people have seen them. They're in people's ears and they've got their cell phone on them somewhere else. So
I'm
wouldn't
sure
have to
it would drain
that far.
Pretty quickly. Okay. The battery would drain pretty quickly if it were broadcasting.
Right.
That, if it were able, even if it's able to broadcast that far, it's probably not. It's not like it's going to hold that big of a charge.
The first greatest step that you need to take is to not talk about blowing crap up. I mean, that's the first thing.
That's
well,
true.
You shouldn't do that anyway.
I agree. But the thing is, if you are doing it, you're going to... And
you might be selling drugs or something.
Well, that much is true. If you are doing it, and there's all kinds of listening devices, because I've heard the same claims on cell phones, too, the exact same claims as these Bluetooth device claims that we're talking about here, that even if you turn them off, they can still hear, that you actually have to turn them off and remove the battery, and sometimes that won't work. You know, whatever. You've got to take your cell phone and shove it 6 inches deep into your anus before it's actually...
Well, that's why I keep mine anyway.
You can't hear it, right. So it just... You know, all these claims are out there. You just need to not have the device if that's the problem.
If you're that paranoid, yeah. If you're saying something that is that indicting toward you, then odds are good you shouldn't be saying it on an open.
Although I'm sure that people will say that in jest or just venting and not really, you know. Of course, you know, there's probably a million people who have said I'm going to blow something up because they're venting and they're angry and just like you say I'm going to kill you to someone and you don't really mean it. You never like have a murderous bone in your body and still say I'm going to kill you because you're so angry.
I think it's best not to say that too.
You're right. It's not heck. I'm a Quaker, so I don't think it's healthy to talk about such things anyway. So.
Absolutely, though it is true, though, what you're saying, Mark, about cell phones is that if you don't take the battery out, there is a good chance that it could be remotely activated, and essentially they could monitor what you're saying.
And then you're once you're in that boat, then you're off to the next boat. I mean, at what point have the federal agents put a little listening device in your car underneath, you know, to track where you're going in the wheel well? Don't forget the guy who called in that said that the televisions are watching us back. I mean, come on, it's a dark road down this paranoid highway.
About webcams, though.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The
Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your calls at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live, and you get the stuff you want, you get the stuff you need, great prices, Amazon's free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, or save a few extra bucks and order used through Amazon. You can do it all. Amazon.freetalklive.com, great way to get the shopping done that you need to do, especially considering it's that time of year again. Christmas displays are popping up all over the place. The music is already being piped over the overheads at the department stores. Radio stations are flipping to Christmas music. It is time for Christmas, I mean, pretty much. As soon as it seems like even before Halloween now these days, they've got the Christmas displays going up. So that means you probably are feeling obligated to buy some presents for people. And what better way to do it than to avoid the crowds, avoid the parking lots, avoid the driving, go to amazon.freetalklive.com and just get your shopping done. Get it done now.
I love that you don't buy Christmas gifts, but you recommend that people buy Christmas gifts at Amazon.
Excuse me, I have purchased a gift. Well, actually, Julia's birthday is near Christmas, so
I guess. So it's one.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
What'd you get her, a Tic Tac?
I'm not gonna tell you.
A peck of gum.
I can't say that. I'm not gonna say on national radio what I bought my girlfriend. And normally I don't. You're right, Omar. Normally I don't buy gifts, and she certainly has no expectation that that she'll be getting something. But I came across something that I thought would be just right for her, and
I think that's the perfect time to buy a gift. Absolutely, you find something that would be, you know, and it's those gifts out of the blue that I think are the the biggest speak most loudly of your feelings towards someone.
Rather than the obligated gifts.
Yeah. I just think that it's pressure to perform. You know, I got to get a good gift, and that just doesn't always go well.
Yep.
And I'm not a big fan either. Fortunately, as Quakers, we don't respect one day over another.
Right. Well, just because I think that holidays and traditions tend to be pretty silly, and I don't necessarily support forced gift giving or this kind of mentality of this obligation.
That doesn't mean that the wives, girlfriends, and significant others of the people listening to this show
are
feel the same way. Right?
Exactly. So,
I know. I'm just saying it's funny.
Am I going to get in trouble with Quakers if I sell like packs of Christmas cards?
I wouldn't do it at the meeting necessarily. but Quakerism is not what it used to be, you know?
I see.
All right, so the story is from the New York Times, where in Logan, Utah, in most states, if somebody is texting behind the wheel and causes a crash that injures or kills someone, the penalty can be light as light as a fine. Utah, on the other hand, is much tougher. After a crash here that killed two scientists and prompted a dogged investigation by a police officer and local victims advocate, Utah passed the nation's toughest law to crack down on texting behind the wheel. Offenders now face up to 15 years in prison. The new law, which took effect in May, penalizes a texting driver who causes a fatality as harshly as a drunken driver who kills someone. In effect, a crash caused by such a multitasking motorist is no longer considered an accident like one caused by a driver who, say, runs into another car because he nodded off at the wheel. Instead, such a crash would now be considered inherently reckless. I think it's reckless to get behind the wheel if you're tired, personally. I mean, if you're nodding off while you're driving and you don't stop, pull over, and go to sleep, then I think that what you're doing is pretty reckless myself.
Well, I think that 15 years sounds just beyond the pale crazy to me
crazy.
For anything. I think that if you didn't intend to kill someone and damage things, I mean, maybe 15 years. Let's go through a scenario here, Ian. And remember, we don't live in Liberty Land. We live in the United States of America as things are today. Let's say you were texting while driving, and you broadside a school bus and kill 20 kids. Do you think 15 years is commensurate at that point?
Well, I'm somebody that doesn't necessarily agree with...
right, but we're not living in Liberty Land. Right, right.
I have no answer to your question. I don't either.
I'm just trying to come up with it here. I think 15 years is just crazy. I'm trying to figure out at what point would 15 years be okay. I think that...
Well, I think you get to the point, though, is that people drive recklessly for an endless number of reasons.
They do.
And that's what you should be dealing with, is did they cause an accident? Was it their fault? Were they not, for whatever reason? Was it because they were texting? Was it because they were leaning over their shoulder talking to someone in the back seat?
Sure.
All these, they keep making up new laws for every little incident that might happen, and that's just getting ridiculous, and there's no judgment being applied.
Right, and I don't know what the difference is. I mean, I think there is some difference between choosing to text and then, looking down at the radio to change the station, and then wham, you're up, and then there's the school bus. I think there's a difference between looking over your shoulder. That's a person who simply shouldn't be behind the wheel at all. If you're choosing to look in the back seat to talk to someone, you are not qualified to operate a motor vehicle. I don't know. It seems that 15 years for texting while driving sounds crazy to me.
The Utah law represents a concrete new response in an evolving debate among legislators around the country about how to reduce the widespread practice of multitasking behind the wheel, a topic to be discussed at a national conference about the dangers of distracted driving that's being organized by the Transportation Department this fall. Studies show that talking on a cell phone while driving is as risky as driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol level, generally the standard for drinking driving.
More risky.
And that the risk of driving while texting is at least twice as dangerous.
I'm sorry. I was mistaken. I thought it was saying texting. So texting, more dangerous than driving while what is considered legally drunk.
Correct.
Well, one difference, though, between texting and driving legally drunk is that the entire time you're in your car, you're drunk and probably. Whereas texting might take you a minute or two. So it's probably just very dangerous for a minute or two. And people probably do it when there's no cars right around them, or when they're at a stoplight.
If you're willing to do it when there's no cars around, and I can't say I've never texted while driving, but I certainly haven't done it. And I don't even have texting on my phone anymore because I don't like texts. But
I'm frightened of texting while driving personally.
I haven't done it in a very long time, and it's because it's dangerous as heck. But I have relatively recently looked up a telephone number on my phone while driving, and I can find myself just kind of veering a little bit inside the lane.
That's scary.
And it is. It's worrisome.
The only way I'll do something like that, look up a number or whatever, I always hold the phone up at the top position of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
That way my eyes are still going forward. And I also agree with Dale that if you're going to do it, you better do it at a stop sign or a stoplight or something like that. That's the safest way. That way... If you're a second late when the light hits green, no big deal, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing about texting is what you're playing this game. First, I can get two letters done while looking down. I can get three letters done while looking down. Four letters done while looking down. Pretty soon, you're typing, several words while looking down.
Oh,
then you look back up to look at the road again, and then look back down to type again, and look back up. So that's the dangerous game.
Now, studies, research also shows that many people are aware the behavior is risky, but they assume others are the problem. Treating texting behind the wheel like drunken driving, however, raises complex legal questions. Drunken drivers can be identified using a breathalyzer, but there's no immediate test for driving while texting. Such drivers could deny they were doing so, or claim to have been dialing a phone number.
Sure, if there's confiscate your phone and check to see when the message was sent.
They may.
Right, and this is, well, that is one way, and we'll see, you know, you can see how that goes, but I don't think it's certainly not foolproof. I have probably on my phone right now unsent texts back when I had a text plan. So, you know, if a text is just sitting there that, you know, half written, that is not indication necessarily that somebody was texting. Also, you know,
it gets time stamped when you send it, though.
That's true when it's sent, but, you know, they don't send it and then get into the accident. They get in the accident while typing it. What's the difference between looking up a number on your cell phone,
which
isn't
illegal?
That's
a good point. If you actually managed to send it, you probably didn't get it in accident.
Yep.
But now, are they going to pull you? Do you have to be in an accident for this? Did I miss that?
Depends.
I'm sorry.
It depends. Okay. The story is about people who get into a fatal wreck. Okay. And that they could be facing up to 15 years. But there are places in which you are banned from texting while driving.
So in theory, a cop could see you and say, "Oh, he's texting."
Theoretically, but this is what I'm trying to get into here is, you know, if I'm looking up a telephone number on my phone, it looks like texting.
Right.
It's the same look to an officer.
Right, there's no way to tell the difference.
So what is the difference between texting and looking up a phone number?
No difference.
I mean, yeah, if I'm cruising the internet on my cell phone while driving, is that safer than texting?
We need another law.
Right. the law just, it's a mess. It's a mess. I think that reckless driving is reckless driving. And it doesn't matter why you're doing it.
I think that reckless driving is reckless driving, and I don't care if it's because of you having too much to drink, or you being too sleepy, or you're texting, or looking at the phone number, or talking to somebody in the back seat. I think that the reckless driving should be the issue, and if somebody does get into a wreck, and somebody causes damage, if you get into a wreck with a tree, you don't really have to pay any restitution there.
It doesn't matter why, you know. It's like the whole notion of, like, crimes for... what are they called? A hate crime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you kill someone, that's pretty hateful. I mean, it doesn't matter.
And I think restitution is what needs to be paid here. Putting a kid in jail for 15 years isn't going to help anything at all, except help people out of money to keep that guy in a jail cell. Whereas if you were to, you know, have to make him pay the families to make them whole, I think that would solve the problem. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.